This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble. Feel this talent crumble. You need a yen to make your money. If you want to make money, you need the luck to make
money. Hey, here we go. Everyone all set and cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Nathan's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. And today, it's thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. We're at the news tab. John Reagan's with us, Captain John Reagan. Welcome.
good morning, Vincent.
Oh, man. So, how was your weekend, John?
Well, a couple weeks ago, I told you about the church we visited that had the Creation Institute there speaking in place of their Sunday school and church services, both the morning and evening. Well, we went back there yesterday, and they had an organization called the Watchman Fellowship, and they talked about how to specifically witness to different groups. And a couple of the groups they had talked about, taking the same time slots, were Mormons and Muslims. And it was a very interesting day. And it was kind of interesting that the guy that heads up this organization himself was formerly a Mormon. And a lot of insight that you don't normally get inside a Baptist church.
Hmm. Did you learn that Mormons are a group of people that really stick together, that are on a marketing mission to expand their reach?
In fact, he told how you can get yourself in contact with some so that you can help show them some of the inconsistencies and and the indoctrination that they have, because they're online now, and you can go on and request a copy of the Book of Mormon, and they'll deliver it personally and come back and talk to you about it. And it was, I knew about the Book of Mormon, but I didn't know how many changes had been made in it. In fact, it were 4,000 changes from the original edition, which was supposed to be, perfect and given to the interpretation of the gold plates that he supposedly found that nobody knows where they are anymore. The interpretation was provided by God, and there were some interesting issues in these original interpretations, and those have since been changed. And, in fact, that was one of the things that led to this guy's conversion, because, what he'd been told wasn't what it had been. And, like I say, it was, that was interesting. And then to actually have a church that, you know, will bring in somebody that says, you know, just because the Muslims say they worship one God, that doesn't mean it's the same God as the Christians worship. So often I'll go to a church and, you know, they'll just assume since it's one God, we worship the same God, and that it doesn't take very much study at all to determine that that's not the way things are.
Mike Ma, who's one of our instructors in Guatemala, when he refers to the God that he worships, he says, my God, meaning the God that he worships. And so he distinguishes his from others. And he says that his God doesn't do bad things. His God doesn't recommend that he does bad things. And you know, you think about that. So it's really interesting. I went to Mormon services. I don't even know what they call them. Organization meeting. I don't know what they call them, but they're on Sundays, and it's 3 hours, and it's 3 hours of it's a lot of fellowship in the services that I went to, and the fellowship is a unwritten way of expanding their reach and bringing more Mormons in. I think it's almost like a contest to see how many new members you can bring into the Mormon Church. The Catholics don't do that. The Catholics, you know, the priest doesn't get up there at the altar and say, look, we're running low. We need more. By the way, revenue's down. We need more revenue, so go out and find some new blood. They don't do that. I've never heard a Catholic priest do that in all the years that I've been attending Catholic Mass. I don't do it anymore, but I haven't in almost 10 years, or around 10 years, because I think my God is everywhere. I don't need a broker to connect me with my God. That's how I feel about it. So, John, I traveled this weekend, and I went out to Kentucky. I took our son went with me, and we were in the Cummins turbo diesel truck. We pulled this 26-foot gooseneck trailer with us, and I don't really want to go on the road anymore. We've been cut off more times, more people passing us on the right, more people doing dangerous things, more people with ladders stacked upon ladder on their truck, tied down with just flimsy tie downs. And they're in the fast lane. They don't ride with their ladders on their pickup trucks in the slow lane. They're in a hurry. They're on a mission to do something, and they just fly down the interstate, at least the ones that I saw. And they put the rest of us in harm's way. We were almost involved in a crash. We were maintaining the speed limit, 65 miles an hour going up a hill, and there were tractor trailers in the slow lane, and they were doing maybe 50. And so we moved to the faster lane to climb this hill because we were going that speed. And it was a safe thing to do. And then it became three lanes, and a tractor trailer was riding our tail, and then decided to pass us on the right through the middle lane. And then the tractor trailer that was in front of us started slowing down as the hill got tougher and tougher for him to climb, pulled in front of the tractor trailer who was going to pass us on the right, and there was almost a crash with these two tractor trailers, and we would have been right next to it. I mean, literally right between these two tractor trailers. Seems that the independent truckers take more chances than the truck drivers who are driving for let's say Walmart. Walmart seems to be pretty safe, and then there's Werner, who seems to be pretty safe, and then some of the others are a step down from those two organizations. But I just kept looking and looking when I was in the passenger seat, and it wasn't my turn to be behind the wheel. And I noticed there were rubber parts on the side of the road. There were tires and fan belts and pieces of rubber. On average, every quarter of a mile, there was a piece of rubber. On average, every quarter of a mile on Interstate 64, both directions. east, and west. And what I'm seeing is more failures. There was a guy with a small trailer in front of us, about a quarter of a mile ahead of us, and we were traveling at night, and his tread came off his trailer, and he was pulling like a boat. Tread came off the trailer, and it lay down in the road, 2.5 feet long or so, full width of the tread. And we went over it, and that was okay with the truck, but our trailer has a dovetail in the back, and this piece of rubber flipped up and hit our trailer so hard that it popped out the taillight on the right-hand side. And this is an embedded taillight in a steel box. And the steel box is the full width of this 26-foot gooseneck trailer. It's a very well-made trailer. And it smashed into it and bent the steel box and popped the light out. And so there we were traveling down the road without a taillight. Of course, that's a problem, so we had to go to the Chinese factory outlet, and fortunately they had one, and we repaired the broken part. We had to pry out our steel box. The point I'm trying to make is the highway's littered with hazards. Littered with hazards. Now, how many people would actually stop and repair that light during their trip, you know, so that other people could see the tail light and, you know, the signal for lane changes and so forth? I don't know. And then then we had a brake failure. One of the brake shoes on the trailer, there's four wheels on this gooseneck, and each wheel's held on by 8 bolts, and one of the brake shoes, the lining separated, and the lining was, you know, full thickness. It wasn't like it was worn out. The lining separated and caused the brake drum to overheat. So we pulled off immediately at the first stop. And how did we know this was going on? Well, the mileage indicator said 16.9, 15, 14. You know, the mileage kept going down very quickly. And we said, you know, let's pull over. We pulled over. And sure enough, we had a jack with us, and the trailer had four wheels on it. And we jacked up the trailer and took two of the wheels off, the one with the overheated brakes and the corresponding one on the other side. So we took a four-wheel trailer home with two wheels. And the reason I'm telling you this whole story is if you're in a situation like that and you have an unloaded trailer, you might be able to do what we did, which is take two wheels off on the same axle as long as they don't drag, and ours didn't. And that was the only way we were going to get it home. We took the trailer apart and we got home, and sure enough, we saw the brake lining failure. So all kinds of things are happening in the heat, and they can be very, very dangerous. So pay attention. Check your equipment out, grease it before you go, and so forth. We'll be right back. Captain John Reagan's got a lot for us on the slate today. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 432-6433.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, as we start this this broadcast last night, I was thinking about a Bushism. And President George W. Bush actually said this. Quote, "I think we all agree. The past is over." Oh, man. So, I'm ready.
I hit, boy, did he give buddy. The... did he give the late night shows a lot of material?
Well, yeah. My favorite is he says, "They misunderestimate me." They misunderestimate me. Oh, I think we overestimated G.W. Bush. And, you know, he's the guy that was the guy who claimed credit for No Child Left Behind, you know, wanting to make sure that our children were educated. And I originally thought, when I first heard that, and I was in education at that time, that No Child Left Behind, and my original thought was that No Child Gets Ahead. But I was wrong. It's not No Child Gets Ahead. What it really meant was actually all children are left behind. That's not No Child Is Left Behind. All children are left behind. And if you talk to anyone about how this young crop of students is doing when they leave high school, the quote typically comes up, they don't know anything. They don't know anything. So I don't think, I don't have to worry about them listening to this broadcast because this is an educational broadcast. This will be painful for them. Okay, John, so where would you like to start?
Well, if you think this broadcast is painful, you remember a few months ago, I went to the Hear the Watchman conference here in Dallas, and I got a chance to meet some people that I hadn't met before, including Doug and Joe Hagman, which led to me being on their show back in April. Mm-hmm. And I haven't talked about the one they announced in Knoxville coming up September 30th through October 2nd. And especially with the move and everything, been a little busy, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
Anyway, as it turns out, I will be going to the Knoxville conference, but there's a little bit of a difference this time. This time I'll be wearing a speaker badge.
That's great. So what are you going to talk about?
Well, that's the big challenge. You know, the good news with Hear the Watchman, they only run one person at a time. So you command the audience in this and the live stream that goes along with it. And you've heard me do just the financial State of the Union, where it takes about 3.5 hours to do the presentation with questions and answers. And that was before I started doing the spy tech stuff, and it doesn't even touch on what was under my heading of the unprepared prepper. Mm-hmm. So I get 90 minutes on stage to cover what I know. And I think I'm going to be able to do that, but you know, it's not going to be like drinking from a fire hydrant, unless your fire hydrant is Niagara Falls. And my challenge in under 40 days is to come up with a set of videos, and I think I'm going to be able to do this, have them kind of in the style that you'd have as if you're watching a recorded college class. Hopefully not as boring as that, though. And put this on a USB drive with some additional material so that I can just basically hit the highlights of these areas and have something for them to actually get to in depth. And as you know, well, through the years here, can you believe it's been 4.5 years already, back to the day? My first time on air with you was February 22nd of 2012. Mm-hmm. You know, it's gone from the financial State of the Union. We've added in the spy tech. We've added in a lot of preparedness things. And I've also brought in a lot of the spiritual preparation as well. So the title of the speech is going to be The Cost of Ignoring God.
Hmm. Sounds fascinating, John. I've been to your seminars. I've been to your presentations in person, and they're all riveting, absolutely riveting. And what people say is, I can't believe he said that. And you can hear a pin drop when you speak. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. you'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Mark in Missouri will be with you in just a minute. I want to share something with our class. You know, over the weekend, there were 35 people wounded, 4 killed in Chicago. And we may think that, well, thank God it's in Chicago, it's not in our town. You may feel, you know, a little safer thinking that you don't live in Chicago. Well, we've been talking about violence, murders in homes, family members killing family members. We've been talking about that for months, and violence is escalating in the United States. And I blame most of it on our government for stealing our jobs and sending them over to China. That would be the Clintons were involved in that. And then we have the guy who's been misunderestimated all his life, George W. Bush, destroying our educational system along with other presidents. So there's plenty of blame to go around. So you have people don't know how to do anything, they can't get a job, and we ship the jobs over to China and Mexico and Sri Lanka and Bangladesh and Vietnam and other countries. Well, the violence is here. And I was supposed to have a chance to spend some time this weekend with one of my very dear friends, USA Prepares instructor. Very close friend. As close as they get. John Reagan, you know this man. He lives in Springfield, Missouri. Here are the headlines. Missouri State University professor is arrested for breaking into a retired department head's home and stabbing him to death. Edward Gutting, 43, is accused of fatally stabbing Mark Cooper, 66. Gutting allegedly entered Cooper's home around 7:30 p.m. Wednesday. He allegedly chased Cooper around the house, stabbing him repeatedly. He told Cooper's wife, Nancy, that it was between him and the 66-year-old, according to the probable cause statement. Cooper, Gutting, and Gutting's wife all worked together for 3 years. Nancy Cooper tried to stop Gutting but sustained non-threatening injuries. Police are still trying to establish the motive. Gutting has been arrested. He's held on a $1 million bond, and he's facing several charges, including second-degree murder. I don't know why it's second-degree, but... So here's the point. So the alleged murderer and the victim both worked at Missouri State University together for 3 years. And the alleged murderer broke into the house, or entered the house, and stabbed this retired professor and killed him. So he is a friend of one of our USA Prepares instructors, who's given presentations year after year after year at the Get Prepared Expo. He's been on the radio with us. And they worshipped at the same synagogue. And the victim was a patient of my friend and our USA Prepares instructor. John, it's here. It's here. The violence is increasing, and people are doing absolutely stupid, crazy, violent things to friends and family. Are you reading the same things that I'm reading?
Yes, I am, and I would expect it to get worse as the economy continues to decline.
And I was not kidding about blaming it on our government for destroying our educational system. I met a man. I was getting some tires on Friday, and while I was waiting for the tires to be mounted on our rims, our wheels, talking to a guy who runs a crew of 12 people at a manufacturing operation where they manufacture boats in Lebanon, Missouri. And I said, so what do you think of the young people who are applying for jobs? And he looked at me and said, they don't know anything. He said, they can't even use a tape measure to measure. They don't know anything. So you have high school graduates who can't use a tape measure. That's what we've developed. And this high school that we're talking about, the principal, I know the principal of this high school. I invited him to be on the air with me, but he won't return my call, so I stopped calling him. He was named Principal of the Year in Missouri. Principal of the Year. And then yet you have people that go to these schools who apply for a job, and the potential employer said they don't know anything. But I'm sure these children get passing grades, otherwise they wouldn't get out of school. Any comments before we take our first call?
Well, it's been part of the agenda, and even back when I started college, some of the early courses were more of a rehash of what high school was supposed to teach you. and it's gotten much worse since.
You're absolutely right, John. Mark in Missouri, welcome. You're on with Captain John Reagan.
Oh, good morning. Hey, Captain John Reagan, you said about ignoring God. I have found out that many people, many pastors and many theologians and many people ignore the Anglo-Saxon Celtic peoples, who they are, and the tribes of Israel that were taken into captivity into Assyria, and they left there, the 10 lost tribes. They crossed the Caucasus Mountains, came down across the Daral Pass into modern-day Ukraine, Crimea, settled that area in ancient times, and then they moved into Europe, and then they moved into all moved into England, and then they moved to America. But it's mostly that the pastors in this nation won't admit that the Anglo-Saxon Celtic people are Israel, and that's who these people are mostly in America, the Scandinavians, the Germans, the Germanic people, the English people. They're the lost tribes of Israel. And people ignore that truth. They ignore God. And when you ignore your identity, and then you ignore your responsibility, then you ignore your future, which is your destiny. And when you ignore those three things, then, you know, you ignore God.
And it causes pain, suffering, and even death.
Yeah, you know, there was something else I talked to you about a while back ago. It was about the in August 20th of 1953 when the Russians exploded their first hydrogen bomb. I talked to you about that back in June, and then this situation developing in Turkey with these hydrogen bombs. I really see that, and that was quite a long time before it actually developed. Probably about a month or two. And now that's coming forth, and that's part of the demolition that's mentioned in the Word of God with the judgment upon the nation of Israel, America.
And one of the speakers that coming up here, the Watchman, is Anthony Patch, and he's doing research on CERN and its connection with quantum computers and the spiritual implications of all of that. It's both interesting and I'll just say frightening. You know, you don't need to live in fear, but it's beyond what you get in your typical Sunday school class.
Well, I'll tell you this, that over in Switzerland, the people who built the collider are the Israeli. I call them Israeli, but not the true Israel. But they're the ones who built the collider over there at CERN. And I've seen the two when I was living in Jerusalem. I seen the two physicists who were a part of that project, funded by the Israeli government, that built the collider in Switzerland. They're the actual ones that own it and run it.
Okay, Mark, thanks so much for your call.
You too. Good day.
Okay, John, what's next?
I just want to mention, during the break, I had gone and checked out the Hear the Watchman site, and it has been updated. It does have my picture on it now. And
really?
You know, some of the names that's going to be there is quite humbling to share the stage with. The current lineup includes Pastor Paul Begley, L.A. Marzulli, Anthony Patch, Russ Dizdar, Dr. Michael Lake, Michael Badea Jr., Coach Dave Dobemeyer. We have from GCN, Josh Tolley, and the legendary John B. Wells. So it's, there's no duds at this conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10 speakers. I'm looking at 10 speakers. I haven't met Josh Tolley, but he broadcasts, as you said, on Genesis Communications Network as well. Very good. Very good. And that's 39 days from now. 39 days, and if you want to go, hear the Watchman. H-E-A-R, the, W-A-T-C-H-M-E-N, .com. And you can buy your tickets and you can meet Captain John Reagan. John, you going to be available to chat for dinner if, you know, guys want to do some Dutch dinner with you?
I think so, and one of the things, they're still working on finalizing the schedule, but they're so excited about what I'm bringing to the table that they are hoping to add a luncheon or dinner where people can come to ask me questions.
That's wonderful.
That's not a done deal yet, but that could very well happen, and we'll probably know about that within the next week or two.
Yeah, that's one of my most favorite parts of these events, where you actually get a chance to sit down, you know, at a table with someone who you want to hear more information from. It's really, really kind of neat. Okay, John, so what's next on our class schedule for today?
Well, apparently this isn't totally new news, but the FDA is attacking supplements. Of course, their goal is to protect pharmaceutical industries, and we'll be scrolling halfway down, roughly, to the paragraph that starts, remember that an IND, and we'll talk about that coming back from the break.
There you go. Captain John Reagan's with us, and he's going to tell you about the number of deaths of FDA-approved drugs this year, or 1 year, compared to deaths with unapproved supplements. We'll be right back.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
Turn it off. One of today's hot.
Watch it. You've got your...
Take my... When you go to the season, you'll
slip off.
For 2 seconds, turn it.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves retired. John, you want to tell us about what's happening with the FDA-approved drugs versus unapproved supplements?
A lot of people believe that the FDA is there to protect the health of Americans when, in fact, they're there to protect the wealth of pharmaceutical industry. And the chart that they have there lists source from the Journal of American Medical Association, 1998, FDA-approved drugs killing 106,000 Americans per year, and those dangerous FDA-unapproved supplements killing zero people, source of a GAO report. And, you know, because those, dangerous supplements are killing nobody, they've come up with some rules to help in that effect. And when they investigate new drugs, an IND refers to a new drug, while an NDI refers to a new supplement. Under current law, if an IND application is filed for an ingredient where that ingredient is being studied for part of a new drug, that ingredient can no longer be produced or included in a supplement if an NDI has not previously been accepted. And this has already happened to pyridoxamine, which is a form of B6. And while that seems crazy enough, in this guidance, the FDA explicitly states that even when an IND is rescinded or does not lead to a new drug, the supplement form is still banned. Isn't that great how the government takes care of us?
John, what you're saying is there's a natural form of vitamin B6 that's being banned by the FDA. Is that what you're saying?
My understanding is they haven't been able to do that yet, but that's what they're trying to accomplish.
What we're finding out, class, is every day there are new new releases, new information that the government is absolutely not here to do what we previously thought they were there to do. We thought that the government was on our side. We thought that the government was looking out for us. We thought that there were consumer protections. We thought that the FDA was to protect us against bad drugs. We're finding out that our political candidates don't work for us. They work for corporations. And it's disgusting. And here's just one more piece of evidence, one more dot that we're connecting in this series of dots that I just can't stand what I'm reading, John. I just can't. It really bothers me. Everywhere we look. You know, and we're getting to the point where if someone says they work for the government, we think that they are on the other team. It just instantly. Oh, you work for the government? Obviously, you're working against us. That's the way I see it. All the time. If somebody works for the government, I think they're trying to build a dossier on us. They're trying to cost me money. They're in the way. And that's why I stopped to fix my taillight. Number one, I wanted to make sure that my intentions signaling with our trailer were visible. But another was so they wouldn't get a ticket for having a taillight that was out. And what would I say? Oh, yeah, well, I ran over this thing in the road because this tire failed in front of me and took out my taillight, and I'm going to find one in the middle of the night. And if I can find one at Walmart, I'm going to put it on. How far do you think that would fly if I explained that to someone in blue? They wouldn't believe me.
Sounds like that could lead to the title of a book, Tased for a Taillight.
Yeah. And yet, the FDA can help get millions and millions of people killed. Yeah. Well, if you look at some of these new television series that are available on DVD, you will get the impression that what we're saying is absolutely true. Okay, John Reagan, we'll be back right after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Where are we going to start?
I'd like to finish off a couple of things from Hour 1 and then try and make it through Hour 2.
Okay, very good. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Click on the news tab, please, and you can follow along in class. Great links. You won't believe what you read. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.